imagining a moment where black folks might be able to gather freely and holy and be able to say things like Habari Kani, Imani, and Emoja. They were imagining a day where the systems that were trying to break them, trying to destroy them, their descendants would be able to rise up and resist. I'm just here to tell you that I'm part of the resistance. Are you part of the resistance? Yeah, they resisted the shackles that were on their feet, the shackles they tried to put in their brains. They resisted all of the injustice in order that a different future might be crafted, a different future might be created, and we are living into that future. And so the question for everybody here who has a little bit of consciousness is, what type of future are we crafting? Is it one where everybody has clean air and clean water? Where we stop saying $15 is enough? Where we stop saying people deserve to be unhoused and die in the cold? Are we the black folks of resistance whose ancestors made it safe thus far? So when we are ancestors, folks come back and gather here, they will be living into that future. Amen. Yeah.